This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Paul Osborne, the City Hall Insider, publisher of the Decatur Tribune, former mayor of Decatur, joins us on Thursday mornings, and we're always happy to hear his voice as we get ready for the next phase of reopening. Paul, what are you hearing from business owners and people in the community?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, yes.
I think there's a sense of excitement and anticipation and a little reservation, because I think everyone is concerned about how this is going to turn out. They want everyone to do their part to keep us safe and don't want to see any relapse of this or going back. It'd be awful to have to go back and close businesses down again. And so this is a time when everyone in the community can join together and move forward and do it in a safe and sane way and obey the rules, and we'll get through this. And it's up to us now. It really is. It's up to us to do the right thing.
You know, I feel when you say that, I agree with you 1,000% that it is up to us. I have reservations about what us looks like right now. You know, you mentioned in your column at DecaturTribune.com about observing Memorial Day, and, you know, it was different clearly this year than it has been in the past. But if we think about all the sacrifices made during World War II, where the country came together, and I'm sure there were outliers, but most people realized, you know, we all had to do our part. We explained this to our 16-year-old a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, people his age during that time were lying about their age to sign up for the service, to travel thousands of miles away and risk their lives to fight in a war. And yet today there are too many grown adults that just look at a face mask or any sort of common sense at this time, and the inconvenience is something they're not even willing to sacrifice.
Yeah, that is so disappointing, because you refer to this time and this period of time in Decatur's history, and you look at those photos and those stories. During the war, everybody in this community pitched in. I mean, they would collect metal and that. That could be melted down for bullets and rifles and barrels and things like that. Everything they did was to help the cause over there, and that was kids and everybody else. I mean, you fought this war over there, but you also fought it with everybody in the community helping out and supporting. And now we have this in community, and you think of all the lives that were sacrificed, of those who left Decatur and so many other communities and never came back to their families, and you compare that with what people are asked to sacrifice today. What, wear a mask? You know, wash your hands frequently, do some social distancing, and you look at that, and you're not being asked to do hardly anything, and you rebel in doing that? I don't know. To me, this has been a time to look. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, you know, look at the way your business is operated, are the things you can do differently in the future. But I think beyond that, it's a time you look deeper into yourself and define what you really are as a person. And this will bring out what you are as a person. And we have a lot of good people, people with hearts, giving hearts here, who want to do the right thing. And if it's an inconvenience of wearing a mask, who wants to wear a mask? But by the same token, it's a very small thing to ask. It's not forever. It's to get through this. Can't you even do that?
Yeah. And I see so much of what happens on social media, you know, reactions and commentary, and I'm sure you see the same thing with yours. It's just the negativity. And sometimes it gives you a false sense of where a community is, because the noisy ones are not necessarily the majority. They're just the loudest. And so you got to put it in perspective. But there is so much whining and complaining right now that it's hard to sort of shake that, to kind of sort of get a sense that that's where a lot of people are.
Yeah, and I think you're right, because you hear the noise, and you don't hear those who are silently going on their way, doing what they should do, helping others, reaching out to others, calling others even on the phone to see if they need something. And, I hear about this and I see this, but unfortunately, that's not the kind of news that, for the most part, makes Facebook and some of these social media members. It's just... And we're always going to have the complainers. And I can tell you, if you're complaining now during this time in this community's history, if you're complaining about leadership, you could do a better job, and you really haven't done anything except complain. You could probably do a better job complaining. You know, you've had a lot of practice. But, you know, put a lid on it right now. You know, complain later if you want to. But right now, people need to be encouraged. You know,
yeah.
They need to stay safe. They need to hear positive messages. This is not a game we're playing here. And you know, this game of partisan politics, you know, this is some great conspiracy. And if I wear a mask, then I'm anti-Trump. You know, let's go the other way. Here's another conspiracy. You know, they want you not to wear a mask so they can get rid of all the pro-Trump people. It's just like, it's as ridiculous as the Democrats are going to use. Well, yeah, Republicans would too.
The partisan politics game, unfortunately, in this country, it is where it is. And there's seems to be fewer and fewer people left that are sort of independent and can make decisions based on individuals and not have to drink Kool-Aid. But that is what it is. What do you make of our local leadership? The mayor has been with us every day. I know she has her detractors, because I think if you're out in front of anything, you're going to have detractors. But she has been resilient, and she's been there every day, and she's been there with every death. And I've talked to her with tears in her voice, and everything else. I think she's done a really good job of being consistent and leading during this entire thing.
Yeah, I really applaud Julie. I think if you mentioned this is not what you sign up for when you run for mayor, but she has taken the reins of this, and to me, in a difficult situation where no one has been through this before in our community, you know, that's alive today, that can do anything about it. And for the leadership, not only from Julie, but for so many others in this community, I applaud them. I'm inspired by their dedication to do the right thing for this community. I'm inspired by the healthcare workers, and this is an emotional thing, and it touches you right in your heart to see, you know, the people who step forward are the people who always step forward. And in this case here, they're asked to step four or five steps beyond normal, and probably even a lot further than that. They don't need our criticism, especially now. You can disagree with them on a lot of things later on. Right now, they need the support of people to say, we're going to do this the right way, because that's the way Decatur does things, and that's the way we get things done, and that's why we're successful.
Yeah, but as a former mayor, you're only one vote on the council, but when it's time to step up, you're out there by yourself.
Yeah, well, and you're the focal point. You really are, and you have, I think, the very image of a mayor itself. It's not the city manager or city council member. It's the mayor who's out there. It's the mayor who's the spokesperson for the city and saying this is the direction the city is going. A lot of what she has to say has to be through the approval of a majority of the council. But when it comes right down to it, and they're asking you questions, they're talking to you as the mayor, a single person. And that's not an easy load to carry. And even in good times, you're going to have criticism, and you're going to have people who always know more about it than you do, even though you're dealing with it every day and talking to a lot of people every day. But, our mayor needs our prayers and our support. And I think those who are fighting hard and working hard and exhausting themselves and emotional themselves because of all the time they've put in, this is very personal to Julie and to these other leaders. You know, it's not only the community, it's about these lives that we've lost. We don't want to lose anybody. And so what can you do in support? Do the right thing. I'll continue to wear a mask until I feel it's safe or there's an order not to wear a mask. Do I like it? No, I don't like it, but it's just the right, sane thing to do in supporting our community.
You know, it is amazing, and I don't mean this as an insult or a pejorative, but I don't believe I've communicated at all in any fashion with any member of the city council other than Julie in the last 2 months.
Yeah, that's pretty much been it. And she has been out there, but she is keeping tabs on so many aspects, not only here in this community, but at the state level. and giving us a lot of information, and she's certainly talking to a lot of people that can provide that information, even here locally, and working in concert with the county board chairman and so many other people. She really has put her finger on the pulse of what we do, and it's not that she's just guessing.
No.
She's gathering information, a lot of information that the average person who would complain about this has no idea about, and is not talking personally to these people. And I think she's giving us the straight stuff. I think she has a great platform, and you having her come in each day, I think that's a great service to our community, where it's not exactly the fireside chat of Roosevelt, but it's kind of our fireside chat here today. It's telling us what's happening in the community, giving us the straight information, and saying, in some cases, we don't know how this particular thing will work out, but we're going to be cautious, and we're going to move ahead, we're going to do everything we can to make this work.
I would also put Macon County Board Chairman Kevin Greenfield on that list. He's not as vocal or as maybe present in the media, but he's been a solid voice and working with the mayor, a Republican and a Democrat, working hand in hand when all this partisan divide is out there. They both should be applauded for that.
That's right. And I can tell you, I've known a lot of leaders and certainly about all the mayors all the way back to when this council manager form of government started. And I think really at this time, when I look across the community and see the leadership that we have here, you know, whether it's United Way or the health department, whether it's the city council, particularly whether it's the mayor, you know, I look around and I say, we have the right people in the right place right now. We do.
We do. I wonder about our state representative, Dan Calkins. You know, he's aligned himself with this Darren Bailey guy down south. You know, the Republicans, as bad as the Democrats have screwed this state up, and they have. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Republicans have not been able to use any of that to get elected to office. I think of the days of Duane Nolan and Frank Watson, and we're so past those days. I mean, they are such a tiny minority that they are almost reduced to just governing by stunts. And I do not understand that reaction at all.
Well, this may point to a new day as far as this the district elections, and I was referring more to our local leadership.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that I applaud the local leadership, whether it's the county board or the mayor's office or the park district, or you can go down and just list so many parts of this community that are working together. And that in itself is inspiring, to work to come together for a common cause. And why? It's to benefit the people of this community. It's to keep Decatur moving forward. It's to help businesses. And what we're being asked as citizens to do is so small compared to what our leaders are doing. And I think in Springfield, it's another world over there. But a lot of what we do here, we have to somewhat be independent and say, yeah, this might be good for somewhere else, but it's not good for Decatur. This is bad for Decatur, and this is what's good for Decatur. And I think our leadership has done that within the measure that they can do that. I think there's an independent voice here. Some people feel I've heard criticism. You probably have too. The mayor is a big JB fan, and she won't do anything.
But Paul, that's coming out of the Macon County Republicans.
Yeah.
I mean, it is coming out. They have politicized this. They're over there. They're the Darren Baileys, the Dan Calkins of the world. They're contacting my CEO, trying to get me in trouble. I mean, they've left the reservation. I mean, they literally have become just one of these voices of conspiracy, and they're such a tiny, unimportant, can't get anyone elected group that it doesn't really matter, I guess. But they, in a time when people need to be coming together, they're doing the exact opposite.
Well, I find too that our leadership, I mean, they have their own their party affiliate who they vote for in elections and that. But I found the people that I know, you get to Decatur, and it's pretty much about the community. And you have Democrats and Republicans who voted that way, working together. And those are the people that, you know, are really making the difference here. They're putting aside any party politics and that. This is not about Republican or Democrat. It's about Decatur. It's about what we're doing here. And I certainly don't believe that about our mayor. I've known her for a long time and worked with her for a long time when I was mayor. And she was at the chamber, and then she was in state government, too, at that same time. And I know in conversations I've had with her dating back many years, her concern is about our community. And she's the right one in that position right now because she has the right history to deal with what we're going through.
All right, I got to ask you before I let you go the story about the Water Street Weezers. I saw this last night online, and I know your days of playing basketball go back a long way, but what brought about these thoughts this week?
Well, Jack Fleener and Roberts, he retired several years ago, moved away, and we just started playing basketball behind the Water Street Church of Christ back in the early 70s. And that kind of grew into. And the funny part is, we got in the league. All of us were older, much older than the Park District League then. I think Jim Gresham and some others were on the other team, but we called ourselves because we were old, the Water Street Weezers. And we even had cheerleaders. Some of the wives, the older wives, would get in, and they had to cheer like Weezers, Weezers, and then they'd cough. It was a lot of fun. It really wasn't. We'd look over the other teams. They had hardly anybody in the bleachers. Our side, you know, the Weezer side was filled. And so that brought back brought back a lot of memories of some really good times. And Jack was just another example, and is 90 years old. He lives in another state now. But a lot of these long-term relationships, you look back and say, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And those are people you count on in your life. And there are a lot of those people still around today, people I count on. Long-term relationships, you know what they're about. You know how unselfish they are. And when you're together, it's enjoyable to be together. And when the odds are against you, when things are happening in the community, those are still the people you trust to do the right thing. And that's where we are. That's where I am right now.
Paul, we appreciate you. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Paul Osborne, City Hall Insider, former mayor of Decatur and publisher of the Decatur Tribune.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.